You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
But we are now currently joined by Mr. Will McLean, who's coming to us live from Queenstown. How are we doing, man?
Got a bird. No, sweet. How about yourself?
Yeah, real chill, man. Real chill. It's a lovely kind of overcast day, which is good to have sometimes because it's been really hot here recently. Yeah, how is it going in Queenstown?
It's going pretty choice. You know, the birds are singing. The sun seems to be coming out. I haven't actually left the house today, so I'll have to reconfirm soon. But
Do you have any big activities planned while you're in Queenstown? Any crazy nights planned?
Mainly a couple parties, but mainly just relaxing, I think.
Bit of R&R.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. It's good to get a break from you're based in Tamaki, right?
Wellington, Bonnie.
Wellington, okay. Even then, good to get a break from Wellington.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, it's definitely been a mean year there, full of stuff happening, so it is nice to just be cruising for a bit.
Hell yeah. We're here to talk about your new EP, which dropped the 29th, I believe, of November. So that was last Friday, I think?
Yep.
Yeah, nice. Was there a name change? Was it originally called Find My Way?
The first single that dropped was Find My Way, and then the EP was Walking the Walk.
Walking the Walk, yeah, because I thought it was going to be called Find My Way, because I remember seeing an email being, when I was organising this interview, it was like, Will McLean's dropping their new EP, Find My Way. But I might have just misread that. That might have been me.
That's all right, you know, but I won't hold it against you.
Thank you so much. I'm so worried. I really like this EP. It's really, really awesome, and I want to talk about specific tracks. On No Need to Pretend, you say that you don't have Nikes on your feet. Is your cipher complete?
Si, yes.
It is? Okay, that's good. I also like how on the EP, Radio 1's very own former breakfast host Candace Clark opens the EP at the start of Find My Way. I thought that was a really, really nice touch. Are you good friends with Candy?
Shout out, Candace. I actually, in all fairness, we don't actually know each other too well. We only know each other from the time that she interviewed, and then we just stayed in comms over Instagram as the world be. And I was just listening through. I was just going on a nostalgia trip, listening through some of the interviews and podcasts I did, and then I heard that, and I thought it was such an epic intro that I just screen recorded and dragged it, dropped it in.
She does have a unique ability. She has a really, really good radio voice. You know,
absolutely, yeah.
Candace
is
incredible.
Yeah, it's a choice to sign, get her to sign that off for me.
That's so sick. That's so awesome. On this EP, you're embodying a lot of East Coasty sounding production, particularly on the first leg of the EP with, modern New York acts like Princess Nokia kind of come to mind. When you first got into hip-hop, were you more into East Coast sounds?
I'd say probably just from mum playing like Nas and I guess where's Lauryn Hill from?
Good question. I believe the East Coast. I'll just give a quick Google. Lauryn Hill. Yeah, that you're talking about the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill?
Yeah, for sure.
She's from Newark, New Jersey, which I believe is just below New York. Yeah. So yeah, she's East Coast. Yeah, no, that's so fantastic record.
I'd definitely say, yeah, for sure, East Coast. And but I'd say probably most from the New Zealand hip-hop, when I was definitely getting into it, you know, the top dogs that we have here.
Like the likes of, like, Savage and Scribe and
yeah, so Savage, Scribe, Tom.
Tom Scott?
Yeah, of course,
yeah. I love Tom.
Legend.
Impeccable. He hasn't made a bad song. I don't know how he does it. But he's like, just kept this level of quality the whole time, which is remarkable. Did you also grow up listening to Damn Native?
No, I only got put onto them in the last couple, not too long ago, which is mind-blowing.
Same, right? I only got put onto them this year, and Damn Native is incredible. Really, really, really incredible stuff.
For sure. Have you heard Open Souls?
Is that off the main album that everyone knows?
it's a different New Zealand hip hop group.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Choice main hip hop group made up of like a few of the members that ended up being in Avondale Bowling Club and a few other just incredible acts. It's definitely a main listen if beautiful hip hop New Zealand album.
Awesome. I'm not familiar with that, but we have a dedicated hip-hop show on the one called Native Birds, which is done by a guy called Assorted Hamish.
And of he's course, kinda like shout out Hamish.
He's a guru of New Zealand hip-hop. It's insane.
He really is. He's doing so much for the scene.
Yeah, he really is. Big ups to Hamish. Big ups to Hamish.
Sure.
That's not the first time a hip-hop artist has come on and said that as well.
Yeah, and it won't be the last for sure.
No, it won't be. Are you producing everything on this EP?
Yes, minus there was the A section of one of the tracks, which I got sent. But yeah, other than that. Yeah.
What did you get into first, MCing or producing?
Definitely MCing, and then I realized that I had to upskill both. But so I mainly just focused on upskilling my MCing, and then a couple years down the track, then just kind of re-picked up producing and have taken it and ran with it. But
yeah, because I saw on TikTok that you're generally quite a musical guy. I mean, you play guitar and a few other things. So that's really awesome. And you say upskilling. Is that because you think, like, you need to do that to survive in the modern music industry?
I think probably, yeah, definitely in terms of, like, quality. You want to be, you know, comparison is the thief of joy, but you want to be, you know, at least in the same school of ideas as the people that are doing it. It was definitely, I knew I needed to get a bit better just for my own level of
satisfaction,
happiness.
Yeah, for sure. Was Radiohead's, I really like the track Fleeting Memories and how it's pretty, it's got a pretty, you know, obvious, not beat switch, I guess you could say. Was Radiohead's Everything in Its Place, / Mr. Morale and the Big Tippers, an inspiration on the second half of Fleeting Memories? It sure sounds like it.
It was, so that one, that was my best friend who played the keys on that, Sam. And yeah, I think he must have been, influenced without realizing, you know, I guess, but it wasn't, yeah, there wasn't a direct inspiration from it.
Oh, cracker. I just got
but
that.
But I have, I'm not the first person that said that. I've had about four people talk about the radio.
Oh, cracker, man. On that track, you get into some pretty political topics with, you know, worries about the working class struggle, how to pay for things if you don't have money, and police brutality. Do you think that you'll go further path? Do you think you'll go further down those paths musically into more politically charged writing?
I think I would like to say yes, but I guess it's just, you just never know. But I definitely think that the true power for music is from really putting your heart on the line, whether that be on a personal way or in a political way or whatever the case may be. But yeah, I guess I think I'd probably like to, but I probably shouldn't take too much responsibility to be like, I'm going to write this one that's going to blah blah blah, you know. I definitely think the older I'm getting, the more I'm learning about the interesting ways the world runs, so I will say stuff when I don't perhaps agree with stuff.
Yeah, that's great, because I think you have a really good ability to communicate those feelings. It kind of reminded me, do you ever see the extended version of 21 Savage's A Lot?
Ooh,
cause
I don't believe so.
The extended version, he raps about how Flint, Michigan in the United States still doesn't have clean water, kids getting stuck at the border. It kind of really reminded me of what you were saying, and just that kind of really effective, straightforward way of expressing excellent politics, which I think is fantastic.
I'll check that one out.
Yeah, for sure, it's a good time. There's a track on here called Richie McCaw, which I thought was pretty cracker. And it's about trying to develop yourself and, I guess, manifest success. Is that what Richie McCaw means to you?
I think I'd say yes. It was also, Mum's had the biggest crush on Richie McCaw my whole childhood, so that also probably got it over the line.
My mum was more Dan Carter-y.
He's definitely, his leadership as well, you know, for in that realm is, you know, pretty hard to miss.
Yeah, I mean, he's a national hero, you know. It's a very mid to late 2000s kind of icon there.
For real.
Yeah, very Gen Z kind of rugby icon, I feel.
Yeah.
Him and Dan Carter, man, what a team. What a goddamn team.
for real. It doesn't really get much better than them.
No, it really doesn't. It really doesn't. Have you got any upcoming shows or plans to come down to grace us in Otipoti?
Ooh. We've got a lot of shows in the North Island over summertime,
mm-hmm.
Which will be choice. We're doing a beautiful headline in Pōneke in next Saturday, actually. So the days are really coming fast. But yeah, I think we're aiming for a full New Zealand tour in April, perhaps. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to share that, but surely.
Oh my goodness. Well, if I get sent an NDA, I'm sending it back to you. An NDA, sorry, cease and desist.
Or an NDA, I guess.
Either or, fair enough. I actually had to sign an NDA for the first time ever this year, which was so exciting.
Throw the beans, come on.
No. I wish. Oh my goodness. Before we say goodbye, because I really want to thank you for your time, before we say goodbye, I do want to put you on the spot a little bit and just ask for one of your favourite hip-hop releases, song or album from this year, 2024. It can be international, New Zealand. What's one of your top picks?
I'd say Kofi Stone's album from the UK. Just incredible. It's his second full-length album, and yeah, he just absolutely nailed it. He beautiful beats, beautiful choice of words. So Kofi Stone, KOFI.
Kofi Stone. I'll save that and give it a play sometime when I have some spare time.
Always.
I really appreciate your time here, Will. It was fantastic chatting with you, and have a great old time in Queenstown.
Gotcha. Thanks for the call, bro.
Cheers, man. All right, folks, that was Will McLean. We're chatting about his new EP, Walking the Walk, which you can find everywhere you get your music from. We're going to play the track Fleeting Memories from that record, and we're going to play some homebrew after that. It's 9:15 here on The One. Stay tuned. Love you lots. Ka kite.
Saying thanks to the people who paved the way for me. Staring blank into the space cause I missed out on sleep. Blue tacked on the wall with the memories I keep. Close to my heart till I depart, I hope I find the peace. Of the puzzle I misplaced, and yes I speak. After I think, click the drinks.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.